AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Motherfucking mini-episode. Mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode.
Hey, hey, hey!
You fucking scoundrel!
Hey, hey, hey! It's my mama told me!
How fucking dare you?
The podcast that is not gonna explain this joke. The podcast that dives deep into the pockets of black. No, wait, you're supposed to say
yeah, deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories.
And works to prove the conspiracies of you, the listener. My name is David Bory.
And I am Langston fucking offended Kermit. I am deeply hurt by a motherfucker shaming me. For those who haven't listened to the previous episode, or I hope it has to be a previous episode with Jordan Temple. I came up with that brilliant intro. I was the source of all of that, and Bory shamed me. He rubbed my nose in it. He said, it's 2023. We can't joke about Cosby. We can't laugh at the idea of using one of his intros. And now look at him. We're just fucking wallowing in it.
Hey, the lowest fruit is the sweetest, baby. I like to pick them up off the ground.
Oh, you're a monster. There's ants in that.
They know how sweet it is.
We should get into our listener email today. We have an email from a person named Kay, although their actual email is a much more interesting name and doesn't seem at all related to the name Kay. But Kay sent us a message. From Richmond, Virginia. He said, sup, I'm Kay from Richmond, Virginia, where I've heard all kinds of old nigga conspiracies and folklore. Most were unproven, but my mama said so, and you know how that shit go. But she told me stories like the reason that preachers and pastors of the black church community dressed so fly was because back in the day, moonlighting as a pastor was a ploy by pimps to elude law enforcement. Apparently, this started in Detroit.
I love it.
You love this.
I love everything about it. I think that throughout the years, truly the most sinister of villains have used religion to hide behind. And I think that this falls right in line with that.
Yeah, that it just started as pimps being like, I'm going to hide inside of this sort of like organization. And then that pimp handed his organization down to a boy who was raised by a pimp.
Right. Did you read Pimp? Did you read it?
I didn't. I never read it.
It is. It's like at first, when you start reading it, you start like, man, this is pretty cool. And then at the end, you're like, no, it ain't easy.
I think that was my fear inside of the book, if I'm being completely honest with you, is like, I think I was told by my parents that like pimping is wrong and these people are awful and objectively there's no goodness inside of this decision. And I think that that book felt like it was meant to be like, come on, brother, hear me out.
I don't mean it in that way. I mean, you ultimately walk away thinking that this is like a bad practice, but it's just like the mental toll and like, I recommend reading it. I haven't read any of his other books, but I recommend reading that one.
Yeah. I gotta give it a chance now that I'm old and have at least enough maturity to be like, I know why this is a allegory for a greater lesson inside of myself, and not just being like, fuck yeah.
No, it's not written that way either. It's not written in a way where you're like, oh, these guys are cool.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
like by the end of it, you're like, oh, it made me kind of scared of prostitutes. Like, what if she stabs me?
Whereas previously with sex workers, you were like, nah, I'm good.
I wasn't afraid of them, no.
Well, it sounds like to Kay's larger question, you're bought into the possibility of this being true.
I think, yeah, man. You can't convince me that anybody who doesn't make a lot of money and then spend that money on earthly delights is only fucking their wife.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that's
the idea of pastors who look so good and dress so good and like drive nice cars. You're like, you're doing that because you're married to like.
That is the crazy part about like those types of positions of power is like I only buy certain clothes and do certain things for the sake of impressing a larger audience, be it women, be it like my friends, whatever the fuck it is. There's no justification for it if my audience is just God. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're lying. You didn't buy that fucking Armani suit because of God. You bought it because you wanted people to look at you and see you a certain way.
Yeah, it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. You already know that. You know what I mean? You didn't think I was going to bring out scripture today, did you?
I didn't, and I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's impressive.
I wasn't expecting it at all.
Got a lot of different suits in my hand.
I kind of feel like I need to bring out my devil voice
just to even things out, you know what I mean? Because you're out here loving on Jesus and stuff, so ooga booga and booga, motherfucker, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm so glad that voice only exists in this space.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad you haven't figured out a way to take that to you to, like, the Chick-fil-A line or whatever.
But you know I will.
That's what I worry about.
You know, as soon as I get one of those Bane masks, I'm gonna figure out how to make this permanent. But yeah. But for now, I am limited.
It's good, though. Yeah, I totally think this is reasonable, though. This doesn't even sound like... As soon as I heard it, I was like, yeah, that makes... I think the hard thing about it to me is, like, if you are a pimp, you're going to have to, where do you keep the hoes?
Well, I don't even know if they're suggesting that the pastors are the pimps themselves, more that they were sort of like, it is a adoption of culture that like, okay, these are the most lavish people in our community being the pimps, sort of like moonlighting as this thing, and then subsequently the rest of us have all become other pastors have all become equally sort of flashy and gaudy in their appearance.
Oh, okay, I get that, makes sense, Because they both talk great. They rhyme.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I don't think they're saying every pastor is a pimp as much as they're saying every pastor dresses like a pimp because pimps used to fuck around in churches.
Okay, I get that. Makes more sense to me. That makes more sense. Because like the whole pimp thing to me, I feel like I have a bad history of pimping. And I think I view it different. The only I need to
talk about this bad history. I'm going to need you to expound a little bit on your bad history, because I'd be lying if I said I had much history at all with pimping. And you seem to have
no, it's not what
a few hijinks you could run off real quick.
So it was these two dudes, and one of them worked at a Chinese food restaurant, and the other was a rapper. And they would talk all that, like if you were at a party or some shit, they would talk all that shit about pimping. Ultimately, they only had one girl. I'm not going to say what her name was, but she had Hep C known. And these were like dirty dudes. Like I said, one of them worked at a Chinese food restaurant. Like they were dirty ass dudes. And those are the only guys I ever knew who were pimping. So I was always like, pimping? Like, no, cut out the name. But yeah, I was like, pimping what they do? Those guys are like, they're like that dirt. Like these dudes,
this is loser.
They drink
work.
Tall cans.
Yeah.
They don't buy 12 packs. They drink tall cans.
Fuck.
Yeah. So I was always like, I always kind of saw it as like, and that was when I was like 17, something like that. So I always saw it as really seedy. From the first pimps I ever met, which technically you can call them that, but I was just, I was always just like, ugh. Like it is.
But
like,
even to that point, even that seediness is not something I don't feel in certain churches. Do you know what I mean? Where like there is a almost like absurdly level sinister wanting of my money and my commitment in a way that feels pimpish. You know what I mean? Or it's certainly like the dirty pimping that you're talking about.
I mean, but part of it is like, because as a I hate talking about comedy in any other aspect, but as a stand-up comic, I think we're all personalities who are very inclined to be overly protective of their own time, even if they're not doing anything with it. So I feel like maybe you're more sensitive, because I haven't been to church in years. But whenever I've been to a church, I've never felt like it was that seedy of them wanting my time.
No, I don't know that I mean that about every church. I'm saying that I have been to specific churches that made me feel that way. And maybe that is a product of this sort of.
And what was the pastor wearing?
You know what? I've never been to one where like, or rather those seediest ones are not the ones where the pastor is actually fly. It's just a pastor in what he thinks is fly, because they're like weird, like fucking, you know, hole in the wall type situations
where he's
taking advantage of like 48 people.
Right. It's next to a donut shop, and it's like somehow the building fund never gets a new building.
He's just sucking these 86 people fucking dry. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean about that. I have seen that. Well, I think the dynamic of a church and a congregation and a pastor is that of a pimp and hoe. I see what you're saying. Where it's like, maybe this guy isn't actually selling prostitutes or whatever, but he's pimping. Like his whole thing is like deriving all his power and resource from this group of people while telling them that he's like managing their lives. I guess that is it is a similar structure.
Yeah, and it makes you feel like if you don't still have this person and this community in your life, that you are becoming worse, that you are less than. It is a very toxic relationship.
You also feel like this guy saved you?
Yeah, 100%. Like
you weren't shit before him.
But even worse, he's the middle manager of the guy who saved you.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't, if you want to even meet the boss, you got to keep hanging out with this dude, even though he ain't the fucking dude.
You want to set up the comedy store, little girl?
it's not fucking weird sort of pimp-like behavior. That said, if it's a community that you need and you can lean on. There's nothing wrong with it. I think that sometimes is also where we conflate. It is what makes the pimp wrong, right? Is that at the end of the day, what I need is the community. What the sex worker may need very well may exist without this other person at the top of the food chain, quote unquote, protecting them. Right. That like you could still just find your needs in whatever version you need without a pimp sort of like dictating it.
I mean, what we all need is love, but
hell yeah.
I didn't think you were going to like that.
No, I'm all for it.
I thought you were going to hit me with the voice box.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I think that's the thing about any kind of leader in general. It's any kind of leader in general, right? Like the power is so easy. It's so easy to be corrupted. So it's like, I think it's like, just, you got to stay vigilant to that type of thing. But to the overall idea of this conspiracy, I'm totally with it. I of course that could happen.
Yeah, Kay, I think we're both in agreement. This seems pretty legitimate and you know, stop treating it like a conspiracy. You go ahead and you tell it to your coworkers like a fact now.
Tell them David sent you.
Yeah, and you ain't got to hide this no more. You know what I mean? You ain't got to sit this under your chair and be like, I wonder if other people think this. You scream it from the mountaintops, Kay. No,
you talked to two proven scholars and they told you what's up.
Yeah. You find yourself in a room with Cornel West, tell him you know some stuff too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hey, you're not the only one in here. And then flick your toothpick at him.
Yeah, fuck you, Cornel West, is what you'll say.
Yeah. I'm a fan, but.
Yeah, I don't know why you're being so mean to Cornel West, but that's how you are, Kay, and you know that.
Yeah. I always felt like he'd be fun at a party.
Cornel West?
Yeah, like if you were at Spike Lee's house, everybody would be all serious. And then he'd be like talking about basketball or something.
I'll be honest with you. He's always hit me as somebody who doesn't read nearly as much as he pretends to.
That's what I like about him.
Yeah, and so I think he's read a few books well. You know what I mean? Like he read the fuck out of the books that he's read, but that motherfucker ain't reading every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like it. Me too, Mr. West. Me too, baby. You'd be surprised how far. Nobody asks you if you've read another Bell Hooks book, if you've read All About Love.
Yeah.
And if you've read All About Love and We Real Cool, no one will ever ask you. You think I read a third one? No, Langston. Those two took me 3 years to get through. They're fucking dense.
You just assemble like 10 references from 10 different books and suddenly we're all scholars, baby.
Yeah, you have to say things like, See, that reminds me of that Bell Hooks quote.
And suddenly you're the foremost scholar on Bell Hooks. And,
yeah. I remember I was reading Elaine Brown's book. You know what I remember about that book? There was a guy named Bunchy Carter. That's what I remember. Because it was a cool name. And some
They're
other
like,
stuff.
God damn, David B. Reed.
That guy is so smart.
Yeah, Cornel West does seem like a good time. Not for the reasons that he's trying to trick us into thinking he's a good time, but,
no,
but
I bet
he does
dance.
Seem like a good time. Yeah, he seems fun.
Yeah.
All right, well, Kay, I hope this answers your question about both the Suits and Cornel West. Bori, could you tell the people where they can find you and what cool shit you have going?
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. June 18th, I am going to be headlining the DC Improv with my man Jamel Johnson. Come to that June 18th. And then I'm getting together a late summer, early fall tour. So those dates are coming post haste.
Hell yeah. And you can find me at Langston Kerman on Instagram. And of course, if you live in West Jordan, Utah, and you want to come to the Wise Guys, come June 23rd to the 24th. If you live in Philly, fuck with me at the Punchline, July 6th through the 8th. And then if you live in Wilmington, North Carolina, or anywhere in North Carolina, what you got going on? Drive to Wilmington. You can see me at Dead Crow. July 28th through the 29th. And as always, you can follow the pod. You should like and subscribe to our YouTube page. We would love to really hammer that boy all the way home. Fill it up. Fill us to the brim with your love and your subscriptions. And as always, if you want to send us your own conspiracy theories, your own drops, if you want to tell us why women is pimps too, send it to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Bye, bitch.
Well, I think I'm looking forward to cracking up. I hope I can, like, you know, totally crack up. So I haven't, like, totally cracked up in a long time.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.